Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell. It's so good to be with you. This is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's fall. Hello, fall.
Hello,
we're
fall.
In the middle of it. You never know what the weather's going to be each day.
Never know what the weather's going to be. It's actually going to be a nice day.
It is. It's been some very nice days recently.
So it has. Yeah. So we're talking about this week. I don't know what we're talking about. Honestly, I just went off the top.
We're talking about
how to become a good thinker.
How to become a good thinker. We're thinking about it.
Yeah.
But we forgot the title.
But we forgot the title.
Right.
Well, you know, I think it's important that you realize that God has given you a brain for a reason. And he wants you to think good things. If you're constantly dwelling on negative things, you're going to have a negative outcome in your life, because those negative things that you're dwelling on or thinking on are going to be the things that you're going to act on and you're going to speak. That's how our thoughts show up in our life, either through action or through words.
Right.
And so you're framing your world. You know, we used to talk a lot about that in the faith camp, about framing your world with your words. And people don't worry about what their words, what the kind of words they're saying.
Right.
You know, you listen to people and they talk about sickness. Mm-hmm. They own their sickness. My, and then put your sickness in there.
Yeah.
They'll call it that. Mm-hmm. You know, my arthritis, my whatever.
You're taking possession of
That's
it.
That's right.
And as we say in the word of faith, you know, you're creating things, you're putting things in existence because of your words. You're taking, like you say, you're taking ownership. So we need to be careful how we think.
That's exactly right.
The words, the things that are in our head, and then what comes out from our mouth.
So yesterday we talked about exposing yourself to non-toxic input.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The only way to have good output is to have good input. And the only way to have good input is to dwell on the word of God.
That's right.
So we talked about the importance of that and the importance of letting that get down on the inside. Joshua 1:8 is the one I always think about, where he says you meditate day and night. Don't let it leave your eye. Don't let it leave your ear. Mm-hmm. And then it will give you good success. So it's important. Today, let's talk about exposing ourselves to non-toxic thinkers.
Okay.
Now, you know, Jada, when we talk about doing something like this, John Maxwell, I never will forget, he said this for years, but for one of the first times I heard him, he would call up big businessmen, successful people,
mm-hmm.
and ask them if he could pay for their lunch and then pay them for an hour of their time. Just so he could be with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to me.
Now, that was before all this mentoring and coaching. Now,
right.
That's going on a regular basis.
Right.
But you need to be hooking up with
my
people.
My point is, if you would pay for 1 hour to be with someone because they're making a lot of money and they're what you think is a success in life, what would you do to expose yourself to non-toxic thinkers in the kingdom of God?
And godly
How much
thinkers.
More? Yes.
That's right.
And, you know, that's what we're talking about here. You know, there are a lot of people in the world that aren't born again. They're doing very well. They're very successful. But, you know, I don't want to pattern my life totally after them, because I want Jesus in my life and I want the Lord to have priority in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think about this scripture when I think about what John Maxwell did. I think about Proverbs 27:17, and I think you have that. That
it says,
scripture.
As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend.
Mm-hmm. As iron sharpens iron. This is why you have to be around people who are good thinkers in righteousness, good thinkers in the kingdom of God, not just good thinkers in life. All right. So you can make money. That's important, too. But the most important, the number one thing, is to expose yourself to people who are thinking in a righteous vein.
Right.
People who are allowing the word of God to saturate them, all right, so that they can get some things done. Listen to this. Jesus talks about this in Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. You know, isn't it amazing? We can ride down the road and we see apples on a tree. No one ever points at that tree and says, orange tree.
Right.
What do they call it?
That's
apple tree.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see people who are producing the kingdom of God in their life.
Right.
You can hear it in their words. And listen, most of the time, those people are very positive people. Mm-hmm. They always have a good thing to say. You've got that scripture in Ephesians 4.
This 29? Might be,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says right here. Now, this is the NLT. It says, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them.
See, it's in the King James says that your words will minister grace to the hearer. Those are the people you want to be around. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that you want to influence your life so that you, I mean, Jesus was like that. The Bible says he grew in stature and wisdom. So he was like that. So we want to be a tree that's producing righteousness. Now listen to what else Jesus said. He said in verse 34 of Matthew 12, brood of vipers, how can you being evil or carnal? That's what that word evil means, being mm-hmm. carnal. Speak good things. Now listen to me close, everybody. Carnal people are going to speak carnal things. That's all there is to it. They cannot reproduce righteousness. They're going to produce carnality. They're going to speak the way of the world. Remember in Romans 12, 2, it says, be not conformed to this world. To be conformed to this world means to go with the flow of the world. All right. So we don't want to talk like them. We don't want to walk like them. We want to be different. So listen to what he says. For out of the abundance of the heart, that's your mind and spirit, the mouth speaks. Out of the overflow of your thinking, mm-hmm. your mouth is going to be motivated and it's going to speak. And then he goes on to say, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and a carnal man out of the carnal treasure brings forth carnal things. Listen, I don't want to spend all my time bringing out carnality. I want to spend my time bringing out something encouraging, as Jada read in Ephesians 4, something that's going to minister grace to people's lives. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of negativity going on in the world. Wouldn't you agree, Jay?
I agree.
I mean, we're watching the political things.
Oh, my gosh. It's just
horrible.
You know, there's now just such personal attacks. It didn't used to be that way.
No.
I mean, you could disagree. You could agree to disagree, and you could graciously disagree, but now it's
almost
ungracious.
It's almost like you can't even be friends with someone if they have an issue politically that they don't agree with you.
Yeah.
And you know, we've gotten to a sad place in our country.
Yeah, we really have. But you know, one of the things we want to think about, like you were talking about John Maxwell, he's in the business world. But you know, if you want to grow your marriage, whether you're struggling or not struggling, maybe you have a great marriage, but you always want to grow in your marriage and be better and better. You need to hang around healthy marriages.
Yeah.
You know, if you're hanging around unhealthy marriages, that will affect your marriage.
Right.
So it's the same kind of concept. If you want to raise your children in an appropriate manner and God, you want to raise them up in godly principles, you want to raise them up in a home that loves the Lord, then you need to hang around people who raise their children in the same way. If you're hanging out with people with their children and they don't have the same concept, they don't have the same beliefs you do, it's going to corrupt what you're doing. So
that's right.
So it's the same type of thing in all the different parts of your lives. And when you're on the job, if you're hanging around with the negative people who complain about their jobs all the time, eventually you're going to start complaining about that job. So it's who you hang out with, you fellowship with will help you to grow or it will help you to go toward the negative side of it as well.
And that's the principle of iron sharpening iron.
Right.
Okay. Listen, it's, you know, we always use it in a positive manner, as iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens the countenance, you know, of another,
right?
Or, you know, but here's the bottom line. It can go negatively or positively.
Right.
And she's right. How many times have we heard people talk bad about their job and you find out you're hanging out with people who are discontented in life?
Right.
Listen, if you're hanging with people discontented, you're going to be discontented yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with marriage. And so that's why it's important that we connect with the right people.
Right.
And when we connect with the right people, Solomon was a prime example. The Bible says that kings all over the world wanted to have time with Solomon so that they could hear the wisdom that that man produced.
Right.
See, he was producing.
But eventually, he was corrupted.
But he was producing the right things.
Yes, he was. But you have to look at the in his later part of life,
right.
he started hanging around. Well, he had wives and concubines who had gods, and eventually he was corrupted by that. So yes. You have to think about that. You can be extremely successful, and if you're not careful, you're going to fall into the pattern of the world, and then you're going to be corrupted as well.
Hey, the top two things that influence your life, number one are your associations, who you're hanging around with, and number two, your environment. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in the right environment and you don't have the right associations, this is how gang members attract other gang members. You start hanging with them, you're going to act like them, you're going to be like them, you're going to become one of them. Right. If you want to be righteous, find the righteous. Stay with the righteous, not these pretentious, self-righteous people, but people who really love God, who exude it, who walk in it,
who talk about it. You know, they talk about the Lord. They give credit to the Lord when things go well in their lives. They talk about their last Bible study. They talk about how they're raising their children in the precepts of the Lord. So, you know, you have to hear people's words and see their fruit, and then connect with the people that are growing. You know, one scripture I have here, it says in Ephesians 4:16, if he makes the whole body, this is talking about the body of Christ, and everybody has its own part and things like that. But it says if he makes the whole body fit together perfectly, and you're part of that body, you're part of the body of Christ. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So
there you go.
So we're all part of the body of Christ. Hook yourself up with other people in the body of Christ, and you will help them grow, but they will help you grow as well. And if all the parts are growing appropriately, the whole body is growing like it should.
That's right.
It will be healthy. And then we will make a difference in the community around us. We'll make a difference in the world around us, not only individually, but as a church.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen.
The church, the universal church, not just your local church, but also the church of Christ.
The body of Christ. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen, wrapped up in a nice, neat package.
Expose yourself
to non-toxic.
The
first two things we've talked about is expose yourself to non-toxic people, a non-toxic input, rather. And then number two, expose yourself to non-toxic thinkers.
That's right.
If you do those two things, you're well on your way. Now, we got three more to go. We're going to talk more about it this week. So we're glad you're a part of PM and the AM. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. Thank you now for the goodness of God. And help us to expose ourselves to the right things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM and the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, follow, and share button so that you can connect with Mike Campbell Ministries in this broadcast, but also not only on YouTube, you can subscribe, but you can go on Mike Campbell Ministries, MikeCampbellMinistries.com. Check out what we're doing in the world and in the United States as well as we deliver good news to the nation.
All right. Well, join us again tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel for another exciting episode of PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
God bless.